One of Iraqi's big fears is civil war. It's happening in Syria, it's sort of happening in Libya, and even before the Arab Spring, it had happened in Algeria throughout the 1990s, and Algerians do not want another civil war, which is partly why the government works carefully to keep any mention of the brutal civil war in Algeria to a minimum, even if artists want to address it in their work. Some Algerian artists are figuring out how to get around that, though. Here's reporter Asia Bundawi in Algiers.
Here at an apartment in the trendy Algiers neighborhood of Tlemcen, a dozen young artists are gathered. Some are frustrated. Walid Haidoud is an artist and graphic designer based in Algiers. He's helped launch an artist collective called Box 24 out of his apartment. It's one of the few independent spaces for art in the country, and a response to the Ministry of Culture's monopoly over the art scene.
We're sick of art in Algeria being stuck or being portrayed in Orientalist ways. Images of camels and deserts, sheikhs with their harems. Many Algerian artists are creating contemporary art. This exists here.
You see, the ministry owns and operates nearly all of the exhibition space in the country. And while the government regularly hosts expensive, flashy exhibitions of well-known Algerian artists, it's almost completely ignored young artists and contemporary art. And subjects like corruption, unemployment, and the frustrations of youth in Algeria are passed over. Meanwhile, in 2012, the ministry's budget was a whopping $450 million. Zeynep Sedira is an award-winning artist who's been dubbed the Grand Dame of the Algerian art scene.
So there is huge money in culture, but it's not the young artist who's getting it.
She's exhibited in Ministry of Culture-sponsored exhibitions, but says that a new generation of artists aren't being supported. The work is rarely shown in museums, they don't get public funding, and the once-renowned art school in Algiers has grown dilapidated with neglect. And while artists like Zeynep Sedira, Walid Haidoud, and others are working hard to create independent spaces for art, what's still missing in Algiers is an independent art economy.
The three fundamentals are museums, artists, and collectors, and not to mention galleries.
Taymour Gran owns his own gallery in New York City, one of the only galleries in the U.S. exhibiting Algerian artists.
Tunis has galleries. I know the cities of Morocco have galleries. Egypt has galleries. But I think Algiers is definitely lacking a gallery, and a gallery to take their artists to art fairs and expose. And Algeria has been closed for so long. I think that's affected the way artists produce work.
Grant couldn't be more right. When Algerian artist Amina Minya couldn't find exhibition space to show her work, she decided to take her art outdoors.
So for me, the best thing was to go in the streets, to go in the public space, to meet the people. I mean, for me, it was really fundamental.
Minya is an internationally exhibited artist who lives and works in Algiers, though she's made a name for herself internationally. She set out to create large-scale urban installations on the site of the government's never-ending subway construction project in Algiers, but she ran into constant bureaucratic hurdles with the authorities. In controlling spaces for art, the ministry is also essentially deciding what qualifies as art and what doesn't.
For them, artwork is only oil on canvas or sculptures, you know, in a classical, very classical manner. I can't continue with an unseen artwork. And for me, it's a very big frustration to be in London, in Paris, and not exhibiting here.
And so Amina and any other young Algerian artists addressing topics that make the government uncomfortable or challenge the established artistic norms have to confront the reality that their work may never be seen. At least not in Algeria. For The World, I'm Asia Bundawi in Algiers.
Tomorrow, Asia introduces us to some artists who are trying to tackle Algeria's civil war in their work. They're calling attention to what's known as the Black Decade, despite the Algerian government's taboo against discussing it.
Even when they try to remember it, they remember it to forget it.
Young artists unpacking the trauma and scars of Algeria's recent past. That's tomorrow here on The World.